of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our baptism, sacrament of baptism, we are made holy by the washing of water and the invocation of the Holy Trinity. In Christ's baptism, of course, the waters did not sanctify him. He had no need of it. Rather, it was he who sanctified the waters and gave them the life-giving powers of regeneration. Christ gives life to the water, and the water in turn gives life to us. Jesus has come not just to restore the human race to its original innocence, but to regenerate, to recreate a new race of men and women, a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a people set apart, as St. Peter tells us. Through his incarnation, Jesus himself is, of course, the model, the firstborn of many brothers. And the three persons are the witnesses that testify to that truth, that God has become a man, that the Creator has entered into his own creation. As Jesus rises up out of the waters, the heavens are opened. The Spirit of God descends like a dove upon the Lord, and the voice of the Father thunders forth, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Thus we see God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, standing as his own witnesses, that the Word has been made flesh and dwells among us. The 30 years of Jesus prior to this moment are almost entirely a mystery. We know they happened. We know he lived and worked in Nazareth together with his mother Mary, his foster father Joseph. But the specifics of those hidden years are unknown to us, except for the fact that everything in his life had been leading up to this moment, the beginning of his mission. For many people today, life often seems to be a random sequence of events, without purpose, without meaning. And this leads many to live lives of mediocrity. But we are not called to mediocrity, we're called to mission. On the day of our own baptism, God spoke in the same way as he did of Jesus, even if we couldn't hear it. He said, "This is my beloved son or daughter." On that day, like Jesus, we received our mission and purpose in life. We received our vocation, our calling from God, which is, of course, first of all, to be saints. On that day, the three heavenly witnesses testified to the meaning of our lives, that we were made for eternal happiness in communion with the family of God. In our baptism, together with our confirmation and the Holy Eucharist, we too receive our mission, but are then sent forth to make disciples. Receiving the sacraments of initiation, of course, does not mean that we're done. It means that we're just beginning. Making sure that we ourselves and our children have received their sacraments doesn't signal the end of our mission or theirs, but just the start of it. Sacraments are instruments of power and grace. They are not magic. Grace builds on nature, and we have to make every effort daily to respond to that grace. St. Paul says to Timothy, "Stir up the grace of God that is within you, that you received through the laying on of my hands." St. Paul here is referring to Timothy's ordination as a bishop, but it also applies to any of us who have been sealed in baptism and confirmation. We were not made for mediocrity. We were made for mission. Each of us has been called to life in the family of God and to bring as many others with us as possible. No matter what our state in life, no matter our individual vocation, God wants each of us to respond to him, to find our purpose, our mission, our joy in him. May each of us hear those beautiful words of the Father every day, "This is my beloved Son." And hearing those words and responding to his grace, may we also hear at the end of our days, "This is the one in whom I am well pleased." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.